Hey, welcome back to the North Florida Sports Network. We're coming at you live early on January 2nd. It's the playoffs. It's called Full Playoff Reaction Show. It's a good thing they...
Woo!
Yeah.
How you feeling, ESPN?
Right.
Huh?
Both one-loss teams lost two games now.
There you go. Good thing you didn't put a team with a backup quarterback in there.
Right? 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 Washington with the big win over Texas. Michigan in an ugly game beat Alabama. And you have your national championship.
There you go, man.
Two undefeated teams, at least.
Woo-hoo! Wow.
Yeah. They deserved it.
There you go.
I mean, they didn't think Washington would beat Oregon.
Nah, man, they got shit on for beating them the first time.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. And that's right. We're talking about that. And because we're coming right from North Florida and just don't want to hear anybody using the Orange Bowl for anything of an excuse to be used any kind of Florida State fan that's mad about this. It's, come on, man.
Yeah, anybody that would use the Orange Bowl to try to make a statement. The 2023 team for Florida State. Like, if you watch the Orange Bowl and you judge the team based on that game, you're a moron or you've never played sports.
Right.
It's either one or two, or maybe a combination of both.
Right. And then to, like, piggyback on it and then to say it's the culture or something, it's just irresponsible because it's not true. You got a team that opted in to play the Cheez-It Bowl, you know, to win 10 games after being at the depths.
The culture.
You know.
The culture argument.
To come back and go undefeated for a chance to go to the playoff, only to be denied. So, God forbid they make out, do something that's best for their own, you know, personal well-being. And I doubt that the program probably had no problem with it. So, after being an unprecedented move, but
that's the people bringing up stuff like that, culture, talking about, you know, the guys that opted. It's called moving the goalposts.
Well,
it's called changing the subject from what the real issue was.
Culture, the culture is that you have like 10 times more coaches than any other team in the country. You have the most support staff ever.
Yeah,
that's the culture that you have. Is that what you're referring to?
Right, infrastructure.
Yeah, the infrastructure that you have.
Yeah, and Alabama
that
and Georgia
and paid for now it's funded by your TV networks. And God forbid Florida State get mad or be like, hey, there's no way that Mississippi State should be making as much. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know, Michigan has beaten Alabama. Washington has beaten Texas, and since we last talked, DJ Uy has committed to Florida State. So,
right, man.
So
right.
It's really some good news for Noel fans.
Today was if you're a Noel fan, it was an amusing, nice little day for you.
Right. You just don't ever remember the 3rd of December.
Don't ever
forget it.
I get it if there's people out there, Florida State fans, that are angry, that are like, see, you know, and it's making them angry, but.
Well, yeah. People are going to come back with a 63-3 score on a meaningless game.
Yeah,
but it's not about that. It's about the heart of the game. It's about the fact that they said Washington was going to lose by double digits to Oregon. You know, like they play. It doesn't matter if the 100-0. What was right was right. And I think that this has answered the question. It's not about the best. What was wrong about this playoff thing was the subjectivity of it.
Well, I think the biggest thing is that what this proves is that nobody really knows what the best team looks like, you know, until they play the game.
Right.
Anybody in a studio or anybody in a little dark room that's got their laptop.
Right.
You know, or a group of them, say a committee of them.
Right.
That think they know what the best team looks like by judging them on, you know, appearance, you know, other games that they've played before they play each other. You can't do it.
Yeah.
Nobody gave Washington any credit for beating Oregon the first time this season.
I mean, Willie Taggart didn't even offer Michael Penix a scholarship.
Right. You know? He was
a, talk about that.
Yeah. No, there, and again,
So this guy's been doubted his whole life.
Exactly. But exactly. I was a little bit upset that Washington was one of the teams that was just automatically in just for going undefeated.
Right.
But they keep winning. Michigan keeps winning.
It was not upset at those teams. It's upset at the narrative used to describe them. Right.
And it just
because it didn't apply.
Nobody thought Washington was gonna beat Texas.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
I was just gonna say instead, what you do on a game which we just saw that should have been Washington versus Florida State, which I really think they would have been a good game. I really do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It should have been that way. You shouldn't have had that many opt-outs because you gave a one-loss team a chance who clearly didn't deserve it. Sorry. Alabama shouldn't have been in.
Well, I think you take your pick between one of the one-loss teams.
Georgia should have been in. If you want to say best teams, that just shows you that best teams is stupid because football is great because of – it's deserved. It's earned.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not the best. It's not, otherwise, it'd be done by GMs on a scouting combine.
Well, when
then we would grade it out and it would be the freaking draft every year on the field. So, like, get out of here with that and just shut up if that's what you're going to say. So,
they couldn't, Georgia, they used different criteria to keep Georgia out of it. They're like, we can't justify putting them in. They don't deserve it. They lost the SEC.
But they were clearly.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with best
when it came
to Georgia.
No. Had to do best when it came to what teams they wanted to use it on.
Right.
The teams that deserved it weren't the best.
Right.
The teams that didn't deserve it were the best. So the
most impressive win of the season, regardless of what happens in this next game, will still be Alabama beating Georgia. Like that's the most impressive win by any team this season.
Right.
Alabama beating Georgia.
That's one game.
Yeah, it's one game.
I think it's supposed to be based on a season, and this is a season where they benched Jalen Monroe, and you kind of saw that with the team prepared for him, he's like a glorified Wildcat quarterback back there.
Right, he definitely has some limitations, and you saw more of that rear its head. The last 5-6 weeks for Alabama, they've really been able to scheme up and hide a lot of that, and just play to his strengths.
Right,
like you said, with a month to prepare, Jesse Minter, the DC over at Michigan, he did a really good job of keeping him. And you saw what Jalen Milroe is exceptional at, and that's running.
Right, and he gets ball a chance in his hands, to get benched, open though, field, and come back and get better. But not a quarterback that hasn't lost. He doesn't get a chance to come up and help his brother that got hurt.
You can't. You're just trying to make sense of all the words that they use to explain their actions, which
explain
just
the
nonsense.
Action of that committee.
Yeah, it was just nonsense.
So I would be 100% agreeing with all of them. If they would have made the playoff and then all the players opted out for some reason, yeah. But if you've been around the team, if you knew the whole reason behind this team, dating back to last season. You would shut up,
dude,
and you would be like, damn, that's just tragic what happened. And
nobody who isn't an absolute imbecile actually believes that those players would have opted out if the team was in the playoffs.
Right.
Nobody.
Right.
And they know it.
Well,
anybody saying anything otherwise is just trying to, just show their ass. That's the way it goes.
It was a game that you probably thought you'd see, though, in Michigan, Alabama, kind of 20-20. Overtime, and then 27-20. Michigan was.
I honestly expected Alabama to blow them out. And then the team that showed up for Alabama was more like the team that played against USF and Arkansas.
Exactly, because Alabama has the talent.
Yeah, they have
more than anybody in the country. Same as Georgia.
Right.
Culture, that is.
They have a few spots
they do.
That they're very vulnerable
but,
at. And that's what
it's about, what you
ass.
Do on a season.
Yeah.
And who your best lineup is. You're going to play him. And how do you know that the coach isn't like resting guys throughout the whole season to prepare them for a playoff run? I mean, you didn't give them a chance.
No.
They deserve that. If that, I think that's what's proved. I don't want to use the Orange Bowl for anything because that's more, it's like a choreographed dance to go wrong. They choreographed that game pretty much.
Well, I mean, it's a different team.
Right. Right.
You're trying to use it.
Yeah. So you were right. They got DJ Uwe. He's going to be the quarterback next year. I think that's a huge move for FSU. Do you think they'll get another quarterback?
I probably not. Maybe a preferred walk-on type.
Well, you got Brock Glenn, you got Luke Cromenhawk, and then you got a veteran guy who's been through the battles, who has the talent, who's shown the ability to win. He's shown top-notch ability in certain points. I remember seeing him against FSU at Doak.
Yeah, this is playing really well. Arguably his best game.
Right. So if you can maximize his potential,
I think that's
a good thing for this team.
Confidence high. Right. I think the way Norvell runs things, the kind of guy Norvell is, he'll keep the confidence up.
Yeah.
Keep the positivity flowing. And it's not going to be, it's DJ's show.
Right.
Nobody's going to come in here and be like, man, you better watch it, dude. Brock's nipping at your heels or loose. No. And it's,
they're waiting. They got time.
Yeah. And he's going to be a steady hand. I don't expect Florida State to run off an undefeated season like they did this past year.
Right.
There's going to be steps back in certain spots on the team. But there's no reason to not think that they got an outside shot at
it's a good step Charlotte. In the right direction to have that position, get somebody there with experience, who has the body. This is a guy who's built, this is a five-star quarterback who's on Dr.
Well, he's got a real arm, man.
He's got a real arm, NFL arm, can take hits.
I love Jordan Travis, everything he did for Florida State continues to do, but the arm talent between the two is night and day.
Right. Well, you can hopefully see some improvement on vision and his anticipation. And he does have a tendency to throw some bad interceptions.
Yeah. Yeah. And he definitely has his flaws.
That's what you saw Jordan Travis improve on the most
in
his time here was his efficiency. And hopefully, if you're an FSU fan, you can see this coaching staff try to do that with DJ next year, maybe make him more efficient, more productive, and use his strengths and kind of just be able to just sometimes throw it away or just go down.
Right. Middle of the field, man.
Right.
Middle of the field. Use the middle of the field.
Right.
You got enough zip on the ball to, if they can, you can just get a little bit of chemistry with whatever receivers we're trotting out there.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's big, man. You did not want to get left holding your pud like some other teams did. There's other spots to fill with the transfer portal.
Oh yeah, we know that. We'll see that.
Yeah, defense is something to.
Yeah, we talked about that.
A lot of moving parts.
Yeah, it's late. We got to get up on out of here.
Yeah,
man. But man. Good to see two undefeated teams in the championship.
Yeah, I said
there's no hate on
watch
Texas
it,
or Alabama. I didn't really.
No, it's not, man.
It's not at all.
It's not a hate on any of them, any of the fans.
Great programs.
It's a hate for the network that owns your conference.
Right. And not even. I mean, I don't even know that. I just don't like the decision to put whoever's responsible for the decision.
I know it. It's
ESPN. To do that.
It's
it does
ESPN.
Seem kind of odd that you'd lead the show.
It's ESPN.
Like saying
that's
that.
That's just not even mixed words, dude. It's ESPN. Yeah. I don't care if people call me crazy or conspiracy theorists. It's obvious.
Right.
So,
well.
Tough tits. Fox wins this one, man.
Right.
Big Ten versus Big Ten.
Yeah. Big Ten national champion.
There you go. Maybe our future conference brothers up there in the old Big Ten.
Oh, wow.
One can only hope.
Yeah. Well, now that we got one game left, Orange Bowl, got the quarterback for next year lined up. You'll be eyeing on some of those needed positions that we'll keep an eye on. But the big eye is going to go to the courtrooms now. We got ourselves a law battle to follow.
Yes, we do.
We got a case in North Carolina. We got a case in Leon County. And we got to figure all this out.
Some rumor of Clemson filing here in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Keep an eye out for that.
Oh, yeah. I think that's true. I think there's a lot of other schools that are looking.
Yeah.
And regardless, they're waiting to see what happens with this to get on out of the ACC.
Right. I think the schools that have opportunities in other conferences are going to be the ones filing lawsuits.
Right.
Everybody else is just going to sit on their hands and let us do the dirty work.
Right.
There you go.
I just can't believe, like, it's really coming to this. You know?
Well,
Not surprised at all.
It is the panhandle up here, man, and they are messing with our money.
Win a national championship, they give you gold numbers on your white jerseys.
Oh, dude, they just atrocitized it. Worst things ever, man. Kidding me?
All right, man. Well, I got to get on out of here. It's late. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Hit that like button, subscribe, and we'll talk to you next time right here on the North Florida Sports Network.
We had to go. Our ride was here. We got a shuttle to our